From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. A Maine Warden Service canine search team has located the body of one of the two missing hikers on the Tablelands near the summit of Katahdin. According to a news release, the body of 58-year-old Tim Kieterling was discovered around 2:45 p.m. Search efforts continue for his 28-year-old daughter, Esther Kieterling. The pair were last seen on the Tablelands Sunday morning. Baxter State Park Rangers began searching Monday after discovering that the Kieterlings' vehicle was still in the day-use parking lot. They're being assisted by the Maine National Guard, the Maine Forest Service, and more than 30 game wardens. A bill to tweak Maine's new paid family and medical leave law is advancing in the legislature. Kevin Miller has more.
Starting next year, employers across Maine will have to start offering employees up to 12 weeks of paid time off to care for themselves or a sick family member, or to bond with a newborn. Democrats in the Maine House and Senate have voted against several Republican-sponsored bills to roll back or scrap the program altogether. And on Monday, the Senate voted along party lines to advance a bill from Democratic Senate President Matty Daughtry that would make some technical changes to the law while clarifying other areas for employers. One notable change is that workers would have to be employed for at least 120 days before becoming eligible for leave. The bill would also clarify the, quote, undue hardship conditions that could allow an employer to deny a worker's request for leave. The bill faces additional votes in the House and the Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine Department of Environmental Protection has issued an air quality alert for tomorrow and Thursday as Canadian wildfire smoke moves into the region. Ozone levels will be considered unhealthy for sensitive groups along the coast from Kittery through Acadia National Park on Wednesday and Thursday. Ozone levels will be moderate for the Down East Coastal, Western Interior, and Eastern Interior regions this week. With poor air quality, children, older people, and individuals with respiratory or heart diseases may experience reduced lung function or irritation. The DEP says people should avoid strenuous outdoor activities, keep windows closed, and circulate air with a fan or air conditioner. Several Maine hospitals are being affected by cyber incidents. Central Maine Healthcare, which operates hospitals in Lewiston, Bridgeton, and Rumford, is experiencing an outage after shutting down its IT system Sunday due to what it characterizes as unusual activity in its computer software. And last week, Covenant Health, which operates St. Mary's Health System and St. Joseph Healthcare in Bangor, discontinued access to all data systems following a cybersecurity incident. A spokesperson says Covenant Health continues to work to fully restore access to its systems, and investigators are trying to determine what happened. Central Maine Healthcare says it'll provide updates as they become available. As the U.S. Senate takes up the Congressional House Republicans budget bill, Maine Independent Senator Angus King sums it up this way.
Somewhere between disastrous and catastrophic.
King says the bill would kick tens of thousands of Mainers off of Medicaid health insurance because of work requirements and other changes. And he says that most able-bodied adults enrolled in the program already work.
My concern is that in the pursuit of eliminating one fraudster, we may be eliminating coverage for five people that need it.
King points to Arkansas, which was the first state to institute Medicaid work requirements in 2018. A study found that 18,000 people lost coverage, mostly due to red tape, and the program didn't significantly increase employment. The South Portland-based Opportunity Alliance will pay nearly $350,000 in a settlement agreement with the federal government and the state of Maine for allegedly submitting false reimbursement claims to Medicare and Medicaid. The nonprofit operates Morrison Place, a residential treatment center for substance use and mental illness. According to the U.S. Justice Department, the Opportunity Alliance allegedly sent misleading drug testing forms to clients' medical providers, which led to, quote, grossly excessive tests for nearly 3 years starting in 2018. In a statement, the Opportunity Alliance says that it contracted with a lab company to conduct drug testing and that it did not receive any funds that were reimbursed to the lab. It also characterizes the problem as an isolated incident and says it's committed to transparency and accountability. The University of New England unveiled a new 110,000-square-foot building for the state's only medical school today. The Harold and Bibby Alphonse Center for Health Services in Portland will allow UNE to graduate an additional 35 doctors each year. Regan Gallagher, UNE Board of Trustees Chair and the Chief Medical Officer at Cary Medical Center in Caribou, says she sees the impact of UNE's medical school daily.
I know how hard it is for Mainers to find a primary care physician or a doctor in a specialty area when they need care. Every year, UNE sends medical students and students from other health professions to Cary and other clinical sites in rural areas around the state.
Gallagher says 40% of graduates practicing in Maine serve rural or underserved communities. The building was funded in part with a $30 million gift from the Harold Alphonse Foundation, the largest in UNE's history. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the origins of brainwashing. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.